Hello, everybody out there in Internet Radio Land. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing great. I'm doing all right. It's a little bit cold here in San Antonio. And it's going to be getting colder, too, I think. This is pretty much when we enter our winter, even though officially it's the 21st of December, you know. A little less than a month to go, but right now it's starting to get cold. Next week, I think Monday night, it's going to get down to like in the upper 20s. And I've been through it all before, you know. I've been here in San Antonio for going on 11 years now. And it does get a little bit cold. It'll get below freezing a few times each winter. But it's all right. It's all good. And so I'm still out here in the patio. I prefer to have fresh air here in the enclosed patio, even though it's a little bit chilly. But that's okay. I've got some warm clothes on, and I'm ready to go. So welcome to my show, wherever you are around the world, listening to Internet Radio. Whether you're in Russia or Siberia or Czechoslovakia. Is that still a country? I don't know what they call it now. It used to be Czechoslovakia. What a name. Whether Bosnia or Austria, France, Greece, Turkey, Egypt, anywhere in Africa, listening to Internet Radio. Internet, that's not a tongue twister, why would I? Anyway, so my week was, I was telling Doug I was on leave last week from work. Thanksgiving Day was really nothing special. We were planning on going out, but then with the virus numbers spiking, we decided to stay at home, you know, all over the country, pretty much all over the world, I think. But I know it's a tough time for all of us to be going through. And it seems like I still am of the frame of mind that this is like the flu, only the extended flu, if you will. It's a little more aggressive strain of the flu, but every year people come down with the flu, you know. The coronavirus is it's a different strain, kind of like the bird flu or the, what were some of the other ones before we've had in the past? The couple of, trying to remember what it is. There have been H1N1, forget what was the most recent one, but before that, anyway, so the coronavirus is the newest version of the flu, if you will, you know, and the symptoms are very similar, right? And it can get out of control. It can have, they can metamorphosis into pneumonia, but this is what I would recommend for everybody. From my own personal experience, when you come down with the symptoms, like a sore throat or a runny nose, for me, it's always a sore throat. Take a drink of water here. Excuse me. And so when I get a sore throat, I know right away that I'm coming down with something. Or instead of something, I guess you could say I'm coming down with the, I'll be coming down with the flu or virus. And I know right away I need to get antibiotics. And so my recommendation would be that if anybody gets a sore throat, from my experience, always when I get a sore throat, very rarely will I pull out of that. It's like a nosedive, you know, so to speak. very rarely will I get out of that without having to go to a doctor and get some antibiotics. Usually a Z-Pak clears it up, you know. For me, it's been maybe once a year, once every 2 years, once every 3 years. And I'm not a believer in the flu shot. I haven't gotten any of them. When I was in the Army, we had to get them. It was mandatory. Maybe it wasn't. I remember one time when I was in Crystal City, Virginia. I think they said we had to get as a civilian. I was a contractor back then. Anyway, I don't believe in the flu shot that much. My wife does. I can't remember when the last time I got one was. Maybe several years ago. And I got sick last Thanksgiving when we were on a cruise. And we were supposed to be on a cruise this Thanksgiving. We would have come back today. We would have left last Saturday. But they canceled that one. I think I told you in the last show, they canceled the one in January. So my recommendation is once you come down, you've got to be, we're the same, you know, we're human beings. So even though we're different, we're separate beings, we're human beings. Unless there's some ETs out there listening, and I think there might be, you know, because I'm a very interesting guy, I think. People like to listen to what I have to say. I'm a rock star, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the truth is, I am a karaoke king, for lack of a better way of putting it. I'm one of the best singers in the world, I think. Humbly, I say that humbly. In fact, I've got some inspiration that's come from somewhere. And again, I say this humbly. I'm always a very humble person, but you know, when I'm talking on my show, I like to talk about everything that comes to my mind. You know, there's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn a little once in a while, right? But let me tell you something. I've talked a lot about heaven before, and we're all heaven-bound eventually. Some of us might not get there right away. You know, there's some automatic disqualifiers from getting to heaven, like murder, rape, sexual abuse, physical abuse, even verbal abuse, you know. People that swear. I personally, I'm not a swearer. Very, very, very rarely do I say a swear word. I might say hell or damn, but that's about it. And then when I do, I catch myself right away and I say, I'm sorry, God, forgive me, please, for swearing. But when we get to heaven, and heaven is such a beautiful, beautiful place, you know. We'll be in the spirit, right? Our bodies have a spirit, just like the song, The Police. We are spirits. We are spirits in the material world. Our spirits in the material world. You know how that song goes? The first verse is, there is no political solution to our troubled evolution. Have no faith in Constitution. Well, that was, the Police are English, right? I think they were an English rock band. Well, I don't know why they would say that, because they're English. But anyway, and then the last sentence is, there is no bloody revolution. I think the point is that the Constitution was crafted back in the days when they were fighting a bloody revolution with the English, and how is that applicable to us today? But I'm a believer of the Constitution. I think there's a lot of good stuff in there. And then the second verse goes, our so-called leaders speak. By words, they try to jail ya, J-A-I-L. They subjugate the meek. It is the rhetoric of failure. And for the most part, I think that's right. You know, the politicians nowadays are motivated by competition with the opposition, you know. The welfare of the people is not foremost in their mind. which is unfortunate because the Constitution says that we, the people, and our welfare should be number one, but it isn't. You know, the competition between Democrats and Republicans is number one. But anyway, and the third verse is, let me think. Not like last week when I was singing My Way. Where does the answer lie? Living from day to day. Is it something we can buy? There must be another way. So we are spirits in the material world. The Police said it very clearly. The rock group, The Police, said it very clearly in a song. So therefore, it must be true, right? So what I was going to say, we are spirits. When we die, our spirits leave our physical bodies. Everyone knows that. And there's angels, too, in heaven. Lots of angels all around us. We just can't see them because they're not in the physical realm, although they can be, from what I hear. And they can look like human beings, too. I've heard of stories, read stories of angels that pull people from car crashes, you know. That's a reality you can't deny. You know, car crashes happen. Hopefully they don't happen to us, you know. It's not a pleasant experience to have to go through, from what I understand. God willing, I won't have to experience that. I never have experienced that a lot of people have, you know. And some people die. So when we get to heaven, heaven's a very beautiful place. It's a land of light. It's a spirit world where light is everywhere. It's the sun, you know. It's very obvious. I have an answer. I have an answer. A lot of people don't have an answer. They don't give it much thought. They don't talk about it. I talk about it. I do a lot of thinking about heaven. I've read a lot of books about people that say they've gone to heaven. A lot of books. Heard from other people. The sun is a world of light. Not only does it heat our world and all the other planets in our solar system, it also provides light. And additionally, it rotates the worlds on their axes and revolves them around itself. The energy from the sun is amazing. Did you know that? You could say it's gravity, but then gravity is not a really clearly defined force. I mean, Sir Isaac Newton, when he came up with his laws of gravity, still, and I won't tell you what they are. I know that one is for every motion, there's an equal, every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And Einstein said that gravity is a fabric that can be warped. But, for example, if the sun were to extinguish itself, or were to be extinguished, you know, if it went out, it would take 8 minutes from the light. It takes 8 minutes for the light from the sun to get to planet Earth, 93 million miles. But if the Earth... If the sun were to go out all of a sudden, and isn't that amazing how we take that for granted? Yeah, well, the sun is going to keep on burning. Yeah, that's guaranteed. I guarantee it. It'll last for billions of years because it happened by accident. Yes, of course. You know, it wasn't created by some power, higher power. No way. Things like that happen by accident, you know, and then they last. They work like clockwork. The best clock, the most beautifully designed, technologically advanced clock on Earth is not as reliable and dependent as the sun and its energy, which revolves the planets around itself and which rotates the Earth on its axis. Imagine that. The Earth. Think about that. The Earth is rotating at 600 miles an hour. That's why we have a sunrise and a sunset, you know. But it's going on right now as I speak. It's perfect. It's without flaws. There's no imperfection there. It is totally accurate. It's wonderful. It's magnificent. It's a power that can be relied on. It's not man-made. Thank you, Creator. And that's just our solar system, you know, one of many in our Milky Way galaxy. All, everything held together by that force of gravity. And it's a little bit beyond my understanding, but I believe that dark energy and dark matter have something to do with it also. You know, that darkness of outer space out there, it's a fabric. It's a manufactured reality. It's because the Creator, the Supreme Creator of the universe, before the Big Bang, you know, when there was nothing, just darkness and silence, and the Creator, who was a spirit, a gigantic, enormous, incredible spirit with magical power to be able to create things from nothing, right? The Supreme Creator envisioned a reality where he, she, because the Creator is both male and female, a reality where the Creator could grow. Is there anything more wonderful and magnificent than growth? Think about a baby growing into an adult human being, where you see like a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 20-year-old. It's really incredible. You know, they live their lives. They go to sleep at night, and then one morning they wake up, and they're big. All of a sudden, no more baby, gone. We're all big babies. We came from babies, and we grew in our mother's womb for 9 months. We were born into this world, and we're going to die, and we're going to go, hopefully, return to that existence that we came from. The thing is, I've told you this on other shows before, my friends, we were made to forget. Our brains are hardwired to forget where we came from for a very specific purpose, so that we live our lives here in this world, which is a planet of a lower category of evolution, in a way where we're learning basic social values. You have to understand that throughout the universe, there are these different categories of planets. A planet of a lower evolutionary category is for the young souls who were just born, you know, so to speak, who haven't existed for much time, who maybe don't have any previous lives. You know, reincarnation is a reality. Whether or not you believe in it, it exists, it's real. I've known some people that say, I don't believe in reincarnation. Where does it say that in the Bible? Well, the Bible is not the perfect source of information. It, in my opinion, is the best account of divine intervention than any other book in this world, but it was written by human beings who, yes, were inspired by God, but I'm inspired by God too. What makes them any different than me? And it was rewritten many times, interpreted in different ways. No, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great stuff in the Bible and wonderful wisdom too. I mean, it shines. That book shines with holiness. But do I believe everything in the Bible? No, I don't. Because it wasn't written by God himself, his or herself. And I could spend some time, for anybody who's interested, to show you some mistakes that are in the Bible, but I don't want to waste my time right now. I was talking about heaven, where we're going to go. And when you get to heaven, you have to understand, oh, there's my wife calling. Oh, no, I hope it's not a problem. Maybe she forgot I had my show on today. Let's go. But she shouldn't know. Say, Doug, is there any way I could put this on hold? Or it might be an emergency. So, Doug, are you there? I'm going to get off the call here, okay? But my wife, she knows that I have my show. And the only reason that she would be calling is if it was an emergency. So I'm going to cut off here, and I'll come back on, okay? Talk to you in a few. This one restaurant, and I said, yeah.
All right, well, you're live now.
All right, thanks, Doug. Hello, everybody. I'm back again. My wife just wanted to know. She'd forgotten that I had my show and wanted to know if I wanted some food from this Vietnamese Thai restaurant called Pho For You. It's really good food. And so I was talking about heaven. And what I was getting to is, I was telling you that I'm a great singer. I hear myself singing here by myself in my patio here. And I practice a lot. I've told you before that I've gone over to the Wounded Warriors many times over the years. It used to be once a month, and I sing for like an hour and a half. I've got a repertoire of songs, over 100 songs. Probably now all the songs I know are closer to, well over 200. Anyway, you can check out some of my latest songs on YouTube. I put them there. Yesterday I put four there. And so, you know, they have a choir in heaven. And you have to be good to be in the heavenly choir, anybody can join if they want to, I'm sure, but you have to have had a gift. Although I believe that every human being can sing and dance, it's inherent in our nature. But some people, they spend more time practicing it. And so I think I am bound to, maybe that's where I came from, I don't know. But when you get to heaven, you know, it's like Earth. Planet Earth is like the negative of those old Polaroid cameras, you know, the picture they would take before it would brighten up. You get that negative, and then it would brighten up. Well, heaven is like the brightened version. Earth is like the dark version. The matter in heaven is made of spirit matter. It's a kind of substance that apparently is created by thought, believe it or not, that very process, the higher powers there, the spirit mother and father. There are some very high ranking, if you will, in the hierarchy. There is a hierarchy in heaven. People that have been there the longest, like take King David, for example, Jesus, who died on the cross and was resurrected. You know, I definitely believe that about the Bible. Although, and for those who have listened to my shows before in the past, I have a different idea, a different understanding of who Jesus was than most people. Because I've read the book. Now, if you want to read a really interesting book, if you have an open mind and if you believe that we are not alone in the universe, then read the book Abduction to the Ninth Planet, or Thaya Uba, The Golden Planet. It is an amazing book. It is my favorite book. So, heaven, when we get there, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bend down and kiss that ground, that land made of spirit matter. But here on Earth, we have everything made of material matter. But material matter at its source is spirit matter. Stars, the suns are made out of spirit matter. Also, there's a nuclear fire that's going on all the time within the sun's core. Well, I mean, throughout the sun. The sun is just a gigantic ball of fire, but in its interior, its core, there apparently is like 6 million tons of helium is being converted into hydrogen every second, 600 million tons, that is. So imagine, if you will, like planet Earth, a world of light where there's rivers, valleys, mountains, fields, trees with fruit that you can pick and eat from the trees of life. You've read that about that in the Bible. So many good things that the Bible, so many things that the Bible does tell it like it is, you know. But other things, not so much that I believe in, you know. But the trees of life are there in heaven. Too bad that the Bible couldn't have talked more about heaven. I know John and Paul, they went there. I'm looking forward to meeting them, too. When you get there, I think the first thing that stands out the most is, or the first thing that really impresses people when they get to heaven is the light. Because being spirits, we can live in a fire. You've heard about people who die and they go to hell and they burn in lake fire. Well, that's true. But the point I'm making is that their spirits, they burn in fire. It's God's jail, by the way. Hell is God's jail. But it's not eternal damnation, because there is forgiveness. You know, our spirit mother and father in heaven are very loving and willing to give us plenty of chances . But when you make a mistake, you have to pay the penalty. And many people go through their lives here on earth, and they're not spiritual at all. Maybe some not religious at all. And all of a sudden, they're out of their bodies, and they realize right away that they weren't invincible, that they are finite. And wow, what a waste of time. All those years thrown away. Because we're here to develop spiritually, my friends. Yet, not many people are doing it. But that's fairly typical with a young species. Like human beings here on planet Earth. Now, I believe that there's a lot of old souls here, like myself. I can only explain why I'm talking this way as being an old soul. Then there are the intermediate souls, and then there are the young souls. The young souls are the stubborn ones who don't believe this or that. They live mainly a material life. They believe in the gratification of the senses. They don't think or talk about the Creator, God, angels, spirits at all. They are materially motivated. And then, when they die, they all of a sudden realize, and that's what I was telling you about before, we are made to forget. So we can live this life here on earth and learn those basic social values of how to love each other, because we should be adoring each other, you know. Just think, anybody that you know, how you would feel if they died tomorrow. all of a sudden gone. We just lost our niece. My wife's niece just passed away. I was looking at a picture of her lying in the casket. They had a viewing Friday night, yesterday. I didn't know her too well. I talked with her on the phone kind of recently. But take anybody out there, like somebody that's in the public eye. Now you can say bad things about him, like Mr. Trump. I hear him talking about him in many negative ways on television. Oh, and television. I'll get to that in just a minute. Mr. Trump is a human being, a fellow human being. Misguided as he may be, but maybe he didn't get a lot of love when he was a child. You know, think about that. How did his mother treat him? Even just changing a baby's diapers, giving a baby kisses, having a baby fall asleep in your arms, how you feed them, you know. Do you hit them? Do they get physical abuse, verbal abuse? All this can shape and mold a baby as it's growing up, become what it is today. Hitler, take Hitler for example. Somebody who was motivated to wipe out millions of his fellow human beings because he was probably mistreated as a child. So we should forgive. Life is too short, my friends, to hold grudges against people. We're here to learn to love. That's why we're here on earth. And if we remembered, oh, I've had 15 lives before throughout the thousands, millions of years in our past. I mean, think about your family tree, for example. I can trace my family tree back to 1610 in the London area. My parents were English. But obviously, we know that it goes down. Beyond that, it goes back thousands of years for everybody, millions of years, until even before the first people came here to Earth from another planet, Adam and Eve. I don't believe that. There were extraterrestrials that came here from a planet named Bacchaterini, a yellow race or an Asian race, and a black race. The Asian race settled in what is now known as China and Burma. The black race settled in Australia, and the Aborigines are descendants of them. And even before that, living on that planet, so you can trace your ancestry to other planets in the universe, and it goes on and on, all the way back to the source, the Big Bang. And that's the great and wonderful plan by the Supreme Creator of the universe, that we can all grow. We've got a little spark inside of him, her. I mean, inside of us that belongs to him, her. You know, our soul, which is the brain of the spirit. You know, we have a brain in our physical body. Well, our soul is the brain of our spirit and has all these past life memories. Now, if we were to remember, well, yes, in my last life, I drowned, you know, there was during an earthquake, or three lives ago, I was eaten by a lion living near a river in Africa, then I might not be able to focus on living this life properly, you know, because I don't have the exact answer for that, but you know, as to why we were made to forget. It's a very special world, this is. You got to admit, it's beautiful. All this life, you know, the insects, there's over a million types of insects, and I've said this before, this is my favorite thing to say. Over 30,000 types of fish, over 10,000 types of birds and reptiles, 9,000 types of amphibians, over 5,000 types of mammals. All the trees and the flowers, all flowers. Do you think mankind, in all of its technological splendor, you know, I can call my stepdaughter in Tokyo, or I can get a beautiful automobile that has all this great technology, or I can take an airplane from here to Moscow if I wanted to, you know, if I had the money, I could do that. But mankind, human beings and all of their technological splendor, and we're doing great things, you have to admit it, and it's getting better and better. But could we create a flower, a simple thing like a flower seed? No. So we're made to forget. But we have the ability to remember. You've heard of past life regression. There are people that are skilled enough to put you under hypnosis and where you can remember your past lives. Now, the younger souls, they don't have so many past lives. And so the old souls have to live with the young souls. They help. That's what they do. The great psychic medium, Sylvia Brown, who wrote many books, she passed away, I think, over the last few years. I read some of her books. She was amazing. And she claimed that she had a spirit guide named Francine, who was from the 15th century, that was around her all the time. We all have spirit guides, my friends. You have a spirit guide. And you have angels that pop in and visit you once in a while. Your lives are being recorded. Our lives are being recorded. Every single thing, this very second, is being recorded by heavenly computers. Believe it or not, it's true. And when we have our life review on that judgment day in the hopefully distant future, because every day of life on this planet is a blessing, then you'll see all what you went through and how you treated people. That's why it's so important to be kind and nice to people and try to stay away from negativity. And I was going to tell you about television. Television, my friends, in my opinion, has gotten out of control. There is so much negativity on television nowadays. Even the commercials, you know, I understand as people just trying to make a buck, you know, doing their jobs, but I can listen, and I know you feel the same way because we're the same, essentially. But these people, if you're not listening to it, if you're not sitting in front of a television looking at it and listening to it, but if you hear it from a distance, oh my God, it feels like insanity. And really, you know, I think that things like this virus that have come up could be a result of the space-time continuum being affected. And television has is such a powerful medium. I don't know if it's true or not, but I wouldn't put it past. Or let me rephrase that. I would say it's possible that television has disrupted the space-time continuum. And that's what happens in a world like ours when the space-time continuum is disturbed, that things like a plague or a virus or a war breaks out. You know, we're living in a category one planet, which is the lowest on the evolutionary scale. Other planets in the universe, in our Milky Way galaxy, are of the highest category, which is a number 9. Because number 9 is the number of the universe. And so when we pass away, we go to heaven. We have a little vacation there. We enjoy ourselves. We meet our deceased relatives. We see all these people that have lived from different cultures here on Earth throughout the centuries. People that we've heard about. Famous people, great people from the Bible. You're going to meet the patriarchs, the disciples. Now, some people have reincarnated and are on other planets, but there's going to be a whole lot, millions and billions of people in heaven that you're going to meet. And everyone is joyful and happy. Hey, no more bodily fluids. You know, you don't have to worry about pooping or peeing anymore when you get to heaven. Hey, that's pretty cool, don't you think? And you can eat, but it's amazing. See what the Creator has done. He created a body like a spirit where you can ingest food like fruit from the trees of life, vegetables from those beautiful, wonderfully green fields there in heaven. And please don't be mistaken. Heaven is such a colorful place. All the colors of the rainbow beyond your wildest imagination. Remember that movie Robin Williams was in that was called What Dreams May Come? That just gives you a hint of to understand just how colorful heaven is. It's not black and white. Please don't get that impression. And the colors are not only beautiful, but intense. So think about that. An intensity that is going to slap you in the face, like with a cold shower, you know, or I'm trying to describe it, how not slap. I guess as if you were hit with some cold water, you know, that kind of, I guess that's the best way to put it, but I don't want to say anything unkind, you know. So did you understand what I meant? That impression, that realization that will come over you all of a sudden will stagger you, you know, with its intensity, the colors of heaven, the people. And then, you know, the scenery, the landscape. And then there's a city, you know, where the throne room of the Mother and Father God is. Because let me explain again, as I've done many times before, Father God, who the Bible talks about, but doesn't say a single word about a mother God. You can't have a father without a mother. You can't use the word father without using the word mother, because the word father implies there is a mother. And if you think that we are the children of God, I hear people talking about John 3:16. So God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Oh, I guess that makes me, what does that make me? Am I a son also? You know, I don't know why Christianity, sometimes I think they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. They stick with their tradition. Don't get me wrong, there's so many good things about the Bible, but some things are just illogical, irrational. They'll tell you that, and then in the next minute, then they'll say, and Jesus taught us to pray, our Father who art in heaven. Hello, our Father. Our Father. So am I a child of God or not? You know, but I've gone beyond that. I know what the truth is. I go to these services and I listen to what they have to say. And most of it is just like a worn out recording, you know, saying the same thing over and over again by people who are probably young souls. Not necessarily. I mean, I haven't really seen, and I can recognize an advanced soul, an old soul. Most of them are, I think, of the intermediate type, if you will. But then there's also a lot of young souls who are more interested in making money, you know, rather than finding out what the truth is. You know, just tell me the truth, you know. Was Jesus resurrected? What's the truth about that? Was it real? Did he raise Lazarus from the dead? Did he calm the sea? Did he walk on the water? Did he see people at the Sermon on the Mount? Did he turn water into wine? Did he cure the lepers? Did he heal a blind man, a paralyzed man? What's the truth? Is it true or not? Is God real, you know? I go outside to look up at the stars, which are really suns and solar systems. And I know that we're not alone in the universe. We're stuck right now. You know, if we made contact with some extraterrestrials, are you listening out there, extraterrestrials? I know the Verdants, they love me because I talk about them. I read about them all the time. The Verdants, the ETs that are mentioned in the book, The Contact Has Begun. I love them, too. I wish they'd beam me up. I'd love to have a tour of their spaceship. They've been traveling space for 290 million years, apparently, according to this book. And, you know, we were going to have a summit. We were going to have contact. If we did, they could cure the coronavirus just like that. So, still, we're stuck in this fear, you know. People are afraid of making contact with extraterrestrials. Most people, not everybody. I'm not. Now, just imagine coming face-to-face with a real extraterrestrial from another planet. Can you do that? Take a second and think about that. Someone with different eyes, different skin, different hair, different bodies. And by the way, telepathy is the universal language that all beings share in common. They communicate that way, and they have their own language, you know, which sometimes which couldn't be duplicated by human vocal cords. But if you had a face-to-face encounter with a real extraterrestrial, you'd be kind of like in shock, you know. You'd have to get over that. And it's possible. It only takes a few seconds, maybe a minute or two before you would come to your senses and then be able to say something like, "Hi, I'm Blake. Nice to meet you." And you have to understand that these beings are extremely intelligent. They're able to travel through space in a very quick fashion. They know how to warp space. They know how to travel interdimensionally using wormholes. Well, they're so smart, you know. The other thing I could offer them, if there's any ETs out there listening to me, is that, well, first of all, I'm lucky to be alive. I'm 66 years old, and I wasn't always this way. I've reached a point in my own personal spiritual development, my own evolution, where I think I'm bordering on nirvana, if you will, enlightenment, supreme enlightenment. Because I know so much that I've learned from other people. I've had some ideal circumstances to grow myself spiritually. And I'm going to say something which might offend you. I hope it doesn't. Just take it as a grain of salt, if you will. Take it in stride. I don't want to sway you one way or the other. I'm not trying to convert you. I'm just telling you what works for me, what has worked for me. Becoming a vegan vegetarian has helped me so much in my spiritual quest to develop myself spiritually. Now, I'm not going to judge you, anyone out there, that if you want to eat any kind of food, that's all right with me, because I was there. I did it for 44 years. But then I became a vegan vegetarian, and I think to begin with, I did it mainly for health reasons. But then then the ethical concerns, that was always in the back of my mind, you know, about killing another creature to feed myself wasn't necessary. I did some research, and I thought it was also I thought it was a part of my spiritual path that I needed to follow. And it turned out to be true that because I became a vegan vegetarian, I'm mostly vegan, 99% vegan, I was able to concentrate on my spiritual quest and not have to worry about so much about what I was going to eat my next meal. I was able to, through the years, determine what I needed to put in my body for it to function optimally, to get the correct amounts of protein, calories, calcium, all the vitamins and minerals, you know, to take vitamins sometimes. And I've been doing okay since 1999, and I've been making leaps and bounds in my spiritual development. And you can too. I know there's a lot of vegans, vegetarians in the United States. I'm not the only one, right? And I'm not trying to convert you, like I said. I still love you, you know. We are co-creator gods in the making. You are God. I can't tell you what to do. If you can die, you're a god in the making, you know. One day you will die. We will die. So I know. And I've said this before in other shows, you are a god in the making, my friends. It's on my BBS website, too. Gods and goddesses, that's what we are. That's why we're here. Thanks to the supreme creator of the universe for initiating this great plan of his, hers, to where we are today in a spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Living our lives on a planet, a beautiful planet. Thank God, anyway, that the Democrats are back in power again, because even though I don't agree with abortion, I think global warming is a real issue, and I didn't like the way Mr. Trump kind of blew it off, so to speak. Global warming, and now he's got John Kerry leading the climate change. I think John Kerry's an awesome man. May God bless him. And Mr. Biden, you know, I love everybody. I don't dislike Mr. Trump. I love Mr. Trump, but, you know, he's become a little dictatorial, you know, and I hope he doesn't put us in a bad situation, you know, like with that Iranian nuclear scientist being assassinated. I hope he didn't have anything to do with that, because we don't need to get into World War III, right, friends? And my prayer is that our Creator, the creator of the universe, help us. You can always pray. You can go over our mother and father God's heads, you know, to the supreme creator anytime. It's okay. You can have a relationship with any gods that are out there, you know, whether it's the supreme creator or mother and father God on the sun, because they were like us. They lived lives on material, physical worlds and made it through that process of reincarnation, evolving all the way up until they reach co-creator God status. And that is what is in our future too, my friends. One day, you can have your own solar system. There's plenty of infinite space out there for you to create your own worlds and have your own spirit children by the millions if you want to. And sure enough, that will happen as you will die, I guarantee you. If you will die, that is going to happen. You will want that to happen because that is what the Supreme Creator wants. And his expansion of the universe, which is expanding, the edges of infinite space are expanding as I talk right now. What's beyond that? Some kind of, I'm not sure. But infinite space is being created with dark energy and dark matter, that manufactured reality I was talking about. You see, isn't it amazing how we have half a day of darkness and half a day of light? The world, that was the Supreme Creator's plan to have a world that would rotate on its axis, show half of its side to the sun in that solar system for half a day, and the other half during the night. Isn't that wonderful? Because we came from light. We are beings of light. The Supreme Creator is made of light, light energy, beautiful, a substance that is real. Imagine that, light, like a substance. Our supreme creator is made of that. Our mother and father God are made of that. And I've talked about this before on other shows. Our souls shine with a light, like a light bulb. We come here on earth. We're born into this world. Just to give you an example, an analogy, like with 40-watt lamp bulbs for our souls, and the object is to graduate with 100-watt light bulbs for our souls. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're here to increase our light, because it's all about light. When you get to heaven, you'll see how bright some of the souls are there. Some of the spirits, the more advanced ones, are very, very bright. You see Jesus, who died on the cross. You will meet him. He'll walk up to you, and you'll see him coming. His light will be shining so bright, because he's a very advanced soul. And you'll see your own light. You'll shine with your own light, too. You get into the presence of the Mother and Father God. And I was talking about this earlier, because the heavenly choir, I'm going to be in the heavenly choir, because I can sing. I'll give you a demonstration. How about this? Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Well, that's it. I've got 30 seconds, my friends. It's that time of the year where Christmas carols. I love Christmas carols. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening to my show. I love you. Supreme Creator, please bless all of us here on Earth. Take care of us. Protect us. Please help get rid of the virus. That is your will, and I pray it is. Thank you, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.